with our news bite, news always available on our website. Nē rata mihi kia koutou, whakarongo mai, kia rarangi wātea, me tō taka Pākehua hanko Dale tēnei. I'm really pleased to have a kōrero with Sir Richard Fall, who is from Te Kōrangi in Taranaki, and Ngāti Rahiri Te Ateawa. He's been honoured with his mahi for his immense contributions to neuroscience and his efforts to bridge knowledge within Māori communities. He has studied the brain, the human brain, more than anyone else I know, and as he approaches his 80s, it's very fitting that he should be gifted these korowa and tokotoko, and it's just great to have him on the program again. Tā Richard, kia ora, ko Dale tēnei. Thanks so much for joining us, and how neat to talk with you again. Ngā mihi.
Morena.
Morena.
Wonderful privilege to talk to you.
Good on you. If you delved into my brain, you'd find all sorts of weird things, but I know that you've been a bridge between our people nervous about understanding the grey matter better, and I thank you for all the work that you've done across many, many decades now. What was it that fascinated you initially? I know that you studied at Otago, where many did with a Bachelor of Medicine, but then neuroanatomy and neuroscience. What was it about the brain that intrigued, continues to intrigue you so much?
Well, being a Taranaki boy and going to Otago University and never having seen a human brain before, I looked at the human brain when we saw it as a third-year medical student, and it had these beautiful folds on the outside. To me, it was the most beautiful organ and the most complex organ in the human body, and I thought, how does it make us what we are, who we are, our dreams, our aspirations, our memories, and enables us to move, to think, to see, all these wonderful things. It gives us our wairua, and it is incredible. So I was compelled, as a naive Taranaki boy coming off the farm and coming off our mum and dad shop, that I just had to find out more about this. So I took a year out and did research, and that was for 1 year before going back to medicine. And that transformed my life. That told me that I need to either do neurosurgery or do research on the brain. That needs to be my career. That was the first step.
And look at how it's developed. You've been your work has impacted so many, and I'll touch on that connection with Tangata Whenua to Richard as well. But to be honest, mate, I didn't really consider brain issues much, but then one of our closest whānau members had an aneurysm, and that made us all try to understand the workings of the brain much more. And subsequently, we've been kaitautoko for people with dementia, and I know that we're living longer, so the risk of dementia becomes greater, but these are very real, they're very touching, they're very challenging issues within whānau, and I guess all of us, therefore, at one stage in our lives are going to be exposed with issues around the human brain, and to understand it better gives us more tools to help, if we can, those who need our help. In saying that, do you think there's been more interest, or how would you gauge that increased interest in issues regarding the brain over the many decades that you've been involved in this area?
Well, first, it's become much more acknowledged that, as we get older, of course, we have the chance of suffering from a brain disease. And ultimately, one in four of us is going to be touched by a brain disease during our life. And of course, as you get older, that there are more people who elderly who get touched by dementia and mahi waiwai. And doing our research over the years, beginning in the United States and now in the University of Auckland for the last 50 years, we've been outreaching to Māori because Māori don't feel comfortable coming into the university to hear about brain research. And so I said, well, I should go out, we should go out, and we should go on to Marae. We should tell people about what we're finding in our research, and not only what we're finding, but give them hope for the future, and also listen to the problems they have with it, because helping Māori with overcoming and with getting treatment for research. Delivering medicine in the Western style is not necessarily the best thing for them. They would like to be treated in a way which is they get support from their whānau, from the iwi, from their hapū, and all the rest of it. So that's what we try to do, make sure that we take our research findings, and we're studying all sorts of diseases, dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Huntington's, epilepsy, motor neurone disease, multiple sclerosis. We're doing all these, and we're looking at the human brain, and through the great gift of whānau and people across Aotearoa and New Zealand who give the brains to us to study research, we need to return this knowledge to the people. You know, this is my Māori coming out of me. And this is my Māori saying, take it to the people. And so we're going to Marae up and down the country. We've been way up north. We're going down this coming weekend in Invercargill. And we've gone to the east coast, we've gone to the west coast, we've gone to my own marae, Te Aotearoa, and the Owai Marae in Waitara, and so on. So we're on a mission, you see. We're on a mission to actually help our people, help our Māori people.
Tēnā koe, te rangatira. By doing so, it's a two-way street here. You're helping to inform tangata whenua, but also, no doubt, taking colleagues with you who can see how you've been able to address cultural sensitivities about this issue, and that strengthens their hand, does it not?
Oh, yes. And, you know, taking our Māori graduate students, taking our Māori postdocs out with us to the people, that is so important. We need more Māori to come on board and to help us do this research. But, you know, in the university, when I first became a head of department in the university and looked after the early teachings of the medical students in their second year, you know, that's when they looked at the human body. And, of course, the human body is tapu, it's special. And I found as the head of anatomy that the students, the Māori students were very reluctant. In fact, they just didn't go to the anatomy laboratory where we looked at the human body. And I got talking. I said, why is it? Why are you reluctant? And they said, well, you know, the body is tapu, the head is tapu, the brain's tapu, and we don't feel comfortable. So I teamed up with Kamātua, Edward Thompson, Kuiti Tikanga Skipper, all from Tainui, and over a number of years, we worked out a process, if you like, a way of making this culturally safe for them. We would have a little whakanoa at the beginning of the year, just for our Māori students, and where we would take the tapu and bless the bodies and bless the brain, and go through a process, Māori them, which made us safe for our Māori students to do that. And they found that enormously comforting. But the most interesting thing was that once we started doing this in a small group with the Māori, with our Māori students, then the Pacifica students wanted to join in. And then the whole class, we had a deputation from the class saying, why are you doing this just for Māori and Pacifica? We want the same. Yeah, we want. So the outcome of all that is now we have an annual whakanoa whereby all of the students in the medical class, Māori, Pacifica, Asian and Pākehā, they all come to this whakanoa. And it wasn't popular with the academic staff. I was not in favour of the monk for many years because they didn't think we should be doing something special for Māori and Pacifica. But now it is actually accepted. It is seen as one of the wonderful hallmarks of how we teach our Māori students and all our medical students here at the University of Auckland. And so you just never know. You always got to do, I always say, my mum and dad said, do the right thing. And it may not be popular, but people will come on board when they see it is all about looking after the people.
Well, it's been an absolute privilege of mine. I talk to many people, Richard. I don't know anyone who has devoted so much of himself into this area. And so I salute you, as many have already in your career, and as you were by your peers, your colleagues, and those who respect you at Auckland Uni Waipapa Taumata today with the gifting of a kuruwai and a tukutuku, are fully deserving. And thank you for all the mahi you have done for us all over many, many decades at Te Rangatira. It's been a brilliant opportunity to have a kōrero today with you, Richard. All the best to you and your whānau.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure and a privilege.
Tēnā koe, Te Rangatira. That's Richard Fall.